Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. WTW News time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police investigators are waiting for autopsy results of a man whose body was found in Wolfpin Creek Park last Friday morning.
There's a walkway leading into the park. There's like a little bridge that you walk over, and the body was just right there, essentially facing the Holloman side.
College Station Police Officer David Simmons says there was no identification. Anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in the park last Thursday or Friday is asked to call CSPD. The state agency in charge of inspecting school districts for building security following the mass shooting in Uvalde has published its inspection report for last fall's semester.
In Bryan ISD, there was one issue during 5 inspections last fall. Auxiliary Services Director Ron Cleary, whose responsibilities include building security, told WTAW News that an exterior door located behind a locked fence did not close properly. A second incident that Cleary reported to the BISD board last fall was an interior door that was not closed and locked, something that is not required by the state but is required by the district. Cleary said BISD has already had one inspection this semester which found no issues. Cleary also said BISD superintendent received rave reviews from a recent inspection.
We were basically a model district when it came to the audit. The staff and the students should be very proud of what they did because, you know, they couldn't get into the building. And it was one of our very large schools in the district that was going through the audit.
College Station ISD reported to WTAW News that state inspectors found no issues at 7 campuses that were checked last fall. In both districts, employees followed guidelines requiring inspectors to provide identification, verifying the ID, having the inspector sign in and sign out, and giving them a visitor's badge. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
Newly elected Bryan Councilman Ray Arrington says the city is moving in the right direction, but some infrastructure improvements are still needed. During his appearance on our show, Arrington discussed priorities in single-member District 2.
I think water drainage. In District 2, and it'd be a big problem. It's one of the problems there. Because I think if the infrastructure is updated or upgraded or improved on in District 2, I think we'll see more economic growth in those parts of town.
Arrington believes tweaking the capital improvement plan can help grow District 2 and the economy of Bryan.
I think that the growth of District 2 and District 1, the economic growth will prosper if we deal with the infrastructure.
District 2, which Arrington represents, is the oldest part of the city. Texas winters can be unpredictable. Pat McIntyre from College Station Utilities provided some tips for wintertime maintenance during his visit on our show.
You want to change your AC filter, heating filter, so you got good indoor air quality. And you know these Texas winters, they can be 75 one day and 25 the next.
McIntyre says now is also a good time to be in the attic to check your insulation levels because it isn't too hot. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 37 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik making a difference.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers, breezy and chilly, low 40s. We have a winter storm watch from this afternoon into early Wednesday from Milam County. Showers, upper 30s overnight. More showers Wednesday, mid 40s. Showery conditions Tuesday night in the upper 30s. Looks like occasional rain Wednesday, high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-945 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was kind of an up-and-down weekend for Texas A&M Hoops. The guys getting a big win on Saturday. The ladies, not so lucky yesterday. Both teams playing Vanderbilt. We'll cover that as well. Super Bowl 57, the matchup has been set. It'll be the Eagles and the Chiefs. We'll talk about that and more in sports.
What a great crowd out at Reed. Chelsea, did you work that game this weekend?
I did not.
No?
She was at the gala.
I was at the gala.
That's right. She was all dressed up
in her fancy clothes. Yeah. But yeah, no, I heard good things. I ran into some people afterwards that had been working that game and said it was a good one.
So the official attendance, they had said that it was the highest so far this season.
Wow.
And yeah, so that's always a plus. I was trying to find the number exactly here. But
it was over 12.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I think it was a little over 12 and a half, if what I read was correct.
I was going to say, because there was 12 and change at Florida, so yeah. It would have had to have been a little bit
higher. My computer's wanting to be slow here. 12,646.
Nice.
There you go. So five more opportunities if you want to go watch this basketball game at home. Basketball team at home. They played home five more times. I think only two more on the weekend. So,
unless they get to host in the NIT.
That would be very disappointing.
That would be disappointing.
Yeah.
That would be very disappointing.
Wow, you know? Talk about a buzzkill.
I'm just saying, it very well might not be the last time they'll play at Reed. So,
yeah, that would be that'd be unfortunate. But, yeah, if you want to catch them, I mean, it was a lot of fun. They didn't play great, but they played well enough to win.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right?
Atmosphere was spectacular. So I saw this story this morning, and it kind of lined up with my weekend because I was especially lazy.
Okay.
Right. I mean, the weather just wasn't very good.
Right.
Crazy.
It was nasty out.
I didn't feel like going out and doing much. So the latest trend in laziness. Have you guys ever thought, if only I had a wearable beanbag so I could just plop down wherever I was?
A wearable beanbag.
Wearable beanbag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Company in Japan is now selling wearable beanbags.
Of course they are.
You pretty much look like Grimace. I mean, you can Google it. They look it's the most ridiculous looking thing I've ever seen.
Doesn't seem like that would be, I don't know, it wouldn't work out well for you in regular day life. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like that would kind of get in the way.
It looks like you could do, are you looking at it? It looks like you could accomplish nothing in this ridiculous beanbag with holes in it.
It looks like Kim Kardashian.
Oh. And Gumby, kind of cross.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, who's actually going to wear this around?
It's just a big onesie with what you would imagine. It's a beanbag on your posterior.
Okay. Well,
at least that's what I'm seeing. Maybe it's something.
So keep scrolling down. There's one that looks more like a raindrop.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Like all the way around.
I got you now. Okay. I'm sorry. The one that I was looking at was literally a beanbag onesie.
Right.
And it was just on the butt of it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So what you're talking about, you become a beanbag.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. It is the most ridiculous looking thing I've ever seen. They're charging $120 for the
what?
Large one.
Three different sizes and multiple colors.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. The children's size is only 60. So you got that going for you.
Which is nice.
You know, I was thinking I'd get Chelsea the mocha.
Okay.
I don't know.
It seems like that would go.
I will say for a little kid, though, like if they, you know, then they can just kind of fall asleep wherever and be comfortable.
Just bang around into whatever. You're fine. You're protected.
That's true, too. Exactly.
You know, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but I would say in some places in Japan, there's not a lot of space because the density of people is a lot, especially in
And
big...
you bump into everything wearing this ridiculous stuff.
You're not going to be able to take the train with this thing on.
It's fairly ridiculous, but it matched up with the hang out and avoid the rain kind of attitude I had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you got a $150 limit on your white Christmas next year, then you can go ahead and pull that out.
It's going to be a good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
I made the pot work now.
Okay, good.
So now we can.
I was about to say that's the same one that Chelsea's intro music was on. So
yeah.
something's going right.
During the news.
Okay, good. I didn't touch anything, in case you were wondering.
I was blaming you anyway.
Sure you were.
6:18, the Infomaniacs, live from the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian and Navasota. It is January the 30th, and in 1933 today, Adolf Hitler was sworn in as the Chancellor of Germany.
Oh, I didn't even know he was sworn in. I thought he just kind of took over.
Yeah, well, that's not how it started.
Yeah.
In 1969, the Beatles' last public performance was on the roof of Apple Records in London. It was an impromptu concert, and the police broke it up. And the Beatles never performed again.
Hmm.
Oh. I can't imagine being the police officers that broke that up.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Nobody's going to like you after that.
Back in 2020, you guys may remember this. On this day, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Turned out they nailed that one.
Yeah, still took a month and a half for us to do much, but yep.
Right? Still happened. It is Catholic Schools Week.
Okay.
It is some of those. Meat Week.
Meat. Give me the meats.
We got the meat. It's National Anesthesiologist Week.
Okay, those are important.
They're very important.
They can knock you out.
It is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah.
Croissant Day. School Day of Nonviolence and Peace.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, School Day of Nonviolence and Peace. Yeah, very specific.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. And if I don't know. I don't think either one of you two would do it, but I think we could go down and talk Ted and Kayla over on Candy 95 to going to Yodel for their neighbor.
Oh.
It's Yodel for Your Neighbor Day.
Interesting.
Don't tempt Zach.
I watched a cartoon yesterday called Home on the Range, which was a Disney movie back in 2004, and I had never seen it before. But the main character, one of the main characters is a cattle rustler, and he yodels the cows into a trance.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that one either.
Listen to this cast. You had Roseanne Barr was the star. You had Cuba Gooding Jr. and Randy Quaid.
Oh, wow.
How far things have come for Disney since then. Can you imagine any one of those doing anything for Disney these days?
Zero
chance. Birthdays for today. Kylie Bunbury is turning 34.
She plays. She is.
Yeah, Eva Sinclair on Under the Dome. Jenny Baker on Pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 34. Kid Cudi turning 39. You know, he's going to be celebrating day and night.
Day and night. I toss and turn. I keep stressing my mind.
I don't know a lot of what else he's done, but that was certainly a hit back in the day. I guess that was probably when we were in college, Reeves. But Kid Cudi's turning 39 today. His real name is Scott Muscuti, or Muscuti. So there you go, Kid Cudi. Wilmer Valderrama is 43 today. He's Nick Torres on NCIS, but before that, he was Fez on That 70s Show. And I think he is coming back for that 90s show. I think he's also in that as well.
He was great.
Have you guys watched that 90s show?
No.
Oh, see, I think it's more geared towards people that watch That 70s Show like me.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, it has to be, right?
I mean, even though it's about a teenage girl that's, you know, Eric's daughter.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's got to just.
I rolled.
I just feel like it has to be about Red the entire time, right?
It is, and it's hilarious.
Okay. I think Scott and Dusty both could probably relate to Red a lot more than they can anybody else. But anyways, Wilmer Valderrama. I think he also has a podcast too, but in these days, who doesn't? But he's 43. Christian Bale is 49 today. Mm. Angry actor. Really good actor.
I started watching a movie called Amsterdam. Him and Margot Robbie are in it.
Yes.
And it came out in 2022. Yeah. I haven't got past like 45 minutes of it.
Oh, you're one of those that just stops and then starts again.
Yeah.
A lot in the movie.
Yeah.
Just
so
not good?
I started it up twice. I don't know. It just hasn't really held my attention.
Okay.
But I just found it. I had never heard of it. And I found it on HBO Max. And obviously, I mean, it had some big people. Taylor Swift's even in it.
Right. Yeah.
So thought it was interesting.
On one of our flights, actually, I think maybe both, it was available. I didn't watch it, though. I watched something else. I watched a movie with him actually Saturday on Netflix. I think it's an original called The Pale Blue Eye.
Okay.
It's a fictitious story about real people. Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, okay.
And he's like solving a murder, or let me say, Christian Bale is not Edgar Allan Poe. He's solving a murder with Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
Who at that time was a cadet.
Academy.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Dusty?
I watched about half of it. I'm kind of like Chelsea on this other one, and I got kind of bored with it, so I figured I'd go back to it, but it's a little slow on the pace.
It is slow, and the wordage is very, I don't know what to say. It's very articulate the way that it's done. It's almost kind of like Shakespearean in the way that they talk, so it's a little hard to follow. But it was a decent movie. But anyways, okay. Christian Bale's turning 49. He'll always be Batman to me.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman is 49 as well. Queen Elizabeth on The Crown.
Yeah.
Was also Queen Anne in the movie The Favorite. Brett Butler is 65. Grace Under Fire, if you're a fan of the show, he's 65. Charles S. Dutton is 72. He's Dylan, the leader of the inmates in Alien 3. But he'll be the groundskeeper in Rudy, if you remember that.
Oh, okay.
He was also in the 90s sitcom Rock. Did you know that he developed his passion for theater while he was in the Who's Cow? He did a 7.5-year stint for fatally stabbing a man in a street fight.
Yeah. Told that story.
And then
before.
He got his college course and really got into acting. And then when he got out, he became an actor. He's 72. Phil Collins, also 72 today. Wait for it. Uh-oh. I was doing the air drums and I hit my keyboard.
You messed it up.
Man. Dang it. Oh, who wasn't doing the air drums? For real. Yeah, no, that's a great song. In the Air Tonight, Against All Odds, Another Day in Paradise. Of course, his daughter is Lily Collins, who is the star of Emily in Paris.
Oh, okay.
Yep. These days, he's battling some health issues. I think playing the drums for that long really took a toll on his body, and I think he's got some other things he's dealing with, but he's 72. Dick Cheney is 82 today. Now, Christian Bale played him in Vice back in the day.
I did watch that.
Yeah, and they share a birthday, but Dick Cheney is 82.
Interesting.
Vanessa Redgrave is 86 today, real-life mom of Nip Tuck star Jolie Richardson. She's an actress as well. Also, Natasha Richardson, she's her mom, but she's 86. Gene Hackman is 93 today. One of my favorites. Great actor. Enemy of the State, Absolute Power, Get Shorty, Crimson Tide.
I've seen that about 100 times.
Which one?
Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State. Yeah. I mean, that's the one with Will Smith, right?
Right. It's one of those that it comes on and I'll just watch it.
Now, one of my guilty pleasures, it's not really a very good movie, but have you seen it? Oh, gosh. He's in a Western with Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe and Sharon Stone. And I cannot remember the name of it off the top of my head. I will hear in about 5 minutes. But it's a 90s Western that he does. And he's actually pretty good in it. He's about the only actor that's really good in it. But yeah, he is 93 years young today. And Payne Stewart.
Quick and the Dead.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. The Quick and the Dead. Yep. He's turning 93 as Gene Hackman. And Payne Stewart was born in the state in 1957. Of course, he tragically passed in 1999 in a plane accident. Mm. But he was the golfer. He went to SMU. And he was a guy that always wore the hat and had the long stockings and everything else, kind of old school look to him. But
gotcha. Yep,
Payne Stewart, born in the state, 1957. That's all I got.
WTAW News, time is 6:31. It's 37 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Batteries Plus. They do more than fix phones and tablets. They help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police make two arrests early Friday morning shortly after officers responded to a pair of armed robberies that took place about 2 miles apart. Victims north of Henderson Park on Commerce Street behind Jane Long School on Clear Leaf Drive told officers that the suspects displayed guns and demanded unidentified valuables. No one was injured. Charges against 18-year-old Jaquarius Ford and 17-year-old Daniel Salazar Rivera also include warrants from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. Ford was also jailed on charges from last year of possessing a controlled substance and evidence tampering. College Station police continue to investigate a man's body that was found last Friday morning at Wolfpin Creek Park. Officer David Simmons says a visitor to the park spotted the body.
It was essentially in the water, but resting on the
creek bank.
Yeah.
Officers found no identification on the clothed body that was found upstream from the intersection of Dartmouth and Holloman.
The body was extracted from the creek and sent to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for autopsy as well as identification.
Simmons asks anyone who may have seen suspicious activity in the park last Thursday or Friday to call CSPD. The new week of school in Navasota ISD includes a junior high student not being allowed to be on any district campus. Navasota's superintendent says that's after finding on the student's social media a photo of the student with a firearm while on the junior high campus. A letter from the superintendent states they do not know when the photo was taken and no weapon was found on campus. The student faces an expulsion hearing. Bryan ISD's administrator in charge of building security explains the results of 5 state inspections last fall and one that was done earlier this month.
BISD Auxiliary Services Director Ron Clary said a state inspector found last fall an exterior door located behind a locked fence did not close properly. That was fixed the same day. A second incident that Clary reported to the BISD board last fall was an interior door that was not closed and locked. Something that is not required by the state, but is required by the district. Clary says even with all the bells and whistles, what safety and security boils down to is the person doing the right thing.
Not opening the door door to someone that doesn't have a badge, teaching the kids not to open doors for other people, what to do in the case of an active shooter.
Cleary welcomes additional requirements that may come from the legislature.
Bring it on. We want the kids, we want the parents, we want our staff to feel safe when they're at our schools. And anything that can be done to improve on that, we welcome with open arms.
College Station ISD reported to WTAW News that state inspectors found no issues at 7 campuses that were checked last fall. And in both districts, employees followed guidelines requiring inspectors to provide identification, verifying the ID, having the inspector sign in and sign out, and giving them a visitor's badge. Bill Oliver, 1620, 94.5 WTAW.
A Brenham man who has been in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on domestic violence charges has reached a plea agreement with the district attorney's office. 32-year-old Jamarius Davis was sentenced to 35 years in prison and was ordered to stay away from 2 victims for the rest of his life. Davis admitted to strangling his wife in her apartment in April of 2019. He also admitted to hitting her son in the head with a liquor bottle in February of 2020. The 12-year-old was hospitalized in Houston for treatment of facial fractures and bleeding in his brain. Like any new job, city council members experience a learning curve when they first join the council. During his visit on our show, Brian Councilman Ray Arrington gave a shout out to longtime city secretary Mary Lynn Strada for her guidance.
You know, James Brown was a godfather of soul. Mary Lynn was the godfather of Brian.
So there you go.
Godmother of Brian.
When asked about his priorities for single-member District 2, Arrington said infrastructure improvements are needed.
If we go back over the CIP, and if we tweak that a little bit, you know, if we tweak that and maybe reprioritize it a little bit, I think that District 2 will grow and the economy of Bryant will grow.
Arrington believes there is property in District 2 that would become more attractive to companies if the infrastructure was improved. Winter is here for now, but summer is right around the corner. During his visit on our show, Pat McIntyre from College Station Utilities issued a reminder about taking advantage of the cooler temps.
If you have a home improvement project, maybe check your insulation levels. Now's a good time to be in the attic. You know, it's not too hot. That'll probably last till about end of March. So if you need extra insulation or something like that, get with a contractor, or if you want to do it yourself, now is a pretty good time to do it.
McIntyre says since most people spend more time indoors during the winter months, you should change your air filters to improve indoor air quality. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 37 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Batteries Plus. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tank backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes. Malik, making a difference.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers, breezy and chilly, low 40s. We have a winter storm watch from this afternoon to early Wednesday from Milam County. Showers, upper 30s overnight. More showers Wednesday, mid 40s. Showery conditions Tuesday night in the upper 30s. Looks like occasional rain Wednesday, high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're touching on Texas A&M men's and women's tennis in action this past weekend. Also, Aggie men's and women's, Aggie men's and women's basketball also in action this past weekend. I got a little ahead of myself there. And, of course, we're touching on the AFC and an NFC title games yesterday. All that and more in sports.
Well, the weather's just flat out not very nice. The
nasty.
Rest of the week.
Yeah. It's nasty.
I mean, it looks like Friday's going to be pretty decent.
Okay.
Sunny and 58 on Friday.
We still got a way to get there.
But the rest of the week, yeah, pretty much just cold and raining until then.
It finally stopped raining yesterday long enough for me to take my kid out to just get some outside recreation because he's not going to have any of it this week.
Was okay.
I got my daily walk in yesterday, but I'm not looking forward to the next 2 days if I even make it happen. We'll see.
Yeah, it's kind of indoor walking weather this week.
Yeah.
That's
what a treadmill. Like. Maybe.
And, you know, we're getting awful close. You know, it's my thing, and Chelsea knows this, but softball next week is their opener at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the only time they're home actually the entire month of February.
Yeah, for like a month and a half.
Yeah, which is really weird because that doesn't normally happens.
That's typically not the schedule. Yeah,
I'm looking ahead, and we got a 50% chance of rain with a high of 61 that day. So
oh yeah,
you know it's getting about And then baseball,
softball,
next week.
Weather, yeah.
Yeah, baseball's the next week. So, you know, we're getting about that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
No winner this weekend in the Powerball drawing.
Okay.
So tonight's jackpot, $613 million.
Hmm.
So just, you know, throwing that out there.
Well, you're not going to talk negative about it like Scott would. Oh, well, you got to pay so much in taxes, you know, and you're really only going to take like $10 home with you out of all that.
$10.
Or whatever it might be. It's still a lot of money, man.
Now, I have my method.
Yeah?
And as long as the jackpot matches or it betters the odds of winning.
Oh, okay.
Then I'll jump in.
Interesting.
Because the odds of winning are a little better than 300 million to one.
Yeah, something like that, I think. Yeah.
So, you know, I wait.
The Powerball.
I wait for the odds to match up with the payout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense then.
Everybody's got a thing, so
yeah.
You know.
But whatever. you don't already go in with your own numbers, do you?
I don't.
You just do the quick pick thing.
No, I usually forget, to be honest. But you know, hey, Avatar made some money this weekend. Speaking of millions and billions of dollars,
yeah, I heard it was at the top again. So
yep, 15.7 this weekend. Still haven't seen it. Still not gonna see it.
I never saw the first one.
Well, I did.
Oh, I did.
I didn't like it at all.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was decent. I really liked. I cannot remember the actor's name. Shocker there, but he played the bad guy in the first one. I really liked him. Granted, I don't think he's going to be there for the second one.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the visual effects are really what stood out to me.
Sure,
it wasn't necessarily the storyline,
because okay.
I thought it was kind of old. But I really liked the visual effects and everything in the first one.
So that pushes this one, the Avatar of the Way of Water, up to fourth of all time.
Oh, wow.
It pushed ahead of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Okay.
So it's trailing behind the original. It's at $2.1 billion globally.
And I think more people are going to theaters again, but that's still pretty impressive considering,
yeah.
You know, what the movie theater business industry looks like right now.
So the first Avatar was at $2.9 billion. That's the top of the list.
Mm.
Avengers Endgame is number two at $2.7 billion. My Little Dinghy at $2.19. So that one's getting close.
Gotcha. Okay.
So this one might move up. Number two over the weekend was Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, which my son strangely went to see with a bunch of
really?
Buddies. Yeah,
I never watched the original. I remember the character.
From Shrek.
Right.
But yeah, I never watched the movies.
They had
either.
A couple of spinoffs. I think they had an origin story on him a few years back, and then now they've got this one.
So,
but Antonio Banderas is still Puss in Boots, I believe.
Him and his college buddies went to go see that yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon. A Man Called Otto came in at $6.7 million, which I haven't seen but looks interesting.
So
right?
It's, that's yeah, Tom Hanks. And so it's based off of a book called A Man Named Ove, which I have read. And
okay.
Is Frederick Bachman is a Swedish writer. And so, but a lot of his books have been translated. And actually, my favorite book of all time is called Bear Town. And he wrote that as well. So really good author. I really like his books. And anything with Tom Hanks in it, I feel like is going to probably be pretty good. But
mm-hmm.
he basically plays an old man, grumpy old man. And
which
it's about
what
his neighbors and
it.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. So he's but it's a really nice story. I don't know how much the movie relates to the book, but I'm assuming it does.
Well, speaking of bears, I can't wait till Cocaine Bear comes out.
Oh, I saw the.
You guys see
for
the
that.
Previews?
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
It's based off
Holy
a real story
cat.
About a bear that got into some
drugs.
Yeah, some
okay.
drugs.
So
but I think they took some liberties as far as the rampage that he went on.
Oh,
but,
right. So I guess it was a plane drops cocaine out of the sky and the bear gets into the
yeah,
front of it.
Yeah, something.
Okay.
Elizabeth
it looks
Banks
absolutely horrible.
Elizabeth Banks directed this.
Okay, I've heard of, okay, I think, I can't remember, again, going back to that Smartlist podcast that Scott and I listened to, I can't remember who they were interviewing, but they must be involved in this somehow,
okay.
Because I remember, that's the only time I've heard of this movie.
I briefly remember
it might have been Elizabeth
story.
Banks. I think they interviewed her.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
okay.
they've done a lot of work together,
okay.
I think. But yeah, she's the one who directed it, which normally she's directing comedies. I think this is going to be kind of a dark comedy.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta's
it
in
says.
It, which...
Yeah.
I mean, R.I.P. So this is one of his last works that he'll be remembered. A long, great list of movies, and Cocaine Bear is the last one that Ray Liotta was
yeah.
in. And Carrie Russell from The Americans. Yeah, she's
yeah.
going to be in it.
And Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's from Modern Family.
Yeah.
He's one of the uncles. So, yeah, how interesting.
So they got at least some okay actors
right,
and actresses
right.
in this thing.
Huh.
Oh, Ice Cube's son is going to
oh.
be in it.
He does look like Ice Cube.
Yeah, O'Shea Jackson
Jr. Yeah, I didn't know that was who that was. Yeah.
There you go. So,
all righty.
I mean,
it's your entertainment news.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you just a little bit more then. While we're talking movies,
okay.
Top Gun Maverick, it won Best Picture for the AARP Movies for Grownups Award.
Okay.
Which is usually a good sign for Best Picture, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think I have a hard time believing it's not going to win.
Really?
Right. I don't think it's going to win.
I don't think it's going to win.
I mean, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, I loved it. It's the only one I saw on all the nominations, but I just don't think it's like highbrow enough.
It's
to
not
win
in
one
depth enough.
Yeah.
It doesn't have enough.
It's always something more depressing and
or political
and
messaging
and
whatever.
More artistic that nobody actually really likes except for the critics. Exactly.
Yeah. So I have a hard time, but you know, it's the one movie that I saw of
right.
the nominated.
Yeah.
Best pictures.
Same.
So, you know, and the AARP says, for grown-ups, it was the number one this
okay.
year.
Okay.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor. Your morning sports update on 1620-94.5 WTAW. This update is brought to you by Coleman & Patterson. Get true market value for your farm and ranch, heavy machinery, trailers, and more. Contact ColemanandPatterson.com about their next live and online simulcast auction at 6:53. Texas A&M men's basketball continued its winning ways Saturday, pulling away from Vanderbilt 72-66 at Reed. Now the Aggies picked up the victory despite trailing by four at the half, forward Henry Coleman III.
Playing that game, playing in that environment was special, and I thought the way our, you know, the whole team handled it, the way the coaches handled it, nobody seemed very nervous towards the end. The coach was just talking about it. It's just kind of stuff that we do. We knew that, you know, this game is going to be a pretty tough game. Vanderbilt's a very hard team to guard. They run a lot of actions. But I thought the way, you know, how we responded when we got down and, you know, even when we were up, how we were responding, I thought was, you know, really good.
Coleman finished the night with a team-high 18 points for the Maroon and White, which has now won 9 of its last 10. Over on the women's side of the court, nothing doing for the Aggs yesterday as they dropped a road match at Vanderbilt, 88-79, and the ladies took the loss despite scoring a season high in points. Coach Joni Taylor.
We just didn't defend the way we needed to, you know, and that's what's most disappointing because that's not who we have been, and we've got to get that figured out. What we needed to do today was take away threes, not let them get to the free throw line, and not let them turn us over, and they did all three of those things. They made 9 threes. They got to the free throw line. We let, you know, one of their players have a career night, obviously, off offensively, and we just didn't look excited to play defense and defend like our backs were against the wall like we've played lately. And so while we are scoring more, we're also giving up more, and we've got to get that fixed.
Leah Patty did finish with a career high 21 points for the Aggies, who fall to 6-13 overall and 1-8 in conference. And out to the tennis courts, where both the A&M men and women have advanced to the ITA kickoff weekend finals. The guys bested 20th-ranked Pepperdine yesterday to set a matchup with number 18 Stanford this afternoon. Meanwhile, the 4th-ranked ladies dispatched to Florida Atlantic yesterday at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. They advanced to take on number 20 Florida this afternoon at 1 o'clock in Waco. A pair of former Texas high school quarterbacks came up big on NFL Championship Sunday. Channelview High product Jalen Hurts accounted for 160 yards and a touchdown as the Philadelphia Eagles downed the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 in the NFC title game. Meanwhile, former White House Wildcat Patrick Mahomes threw for 326 yards and 2 TDs as the Kansas City Chiefs edged the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in the AFC Championship. Now, in some other NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys will not be bringing back OC Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore will no longer be the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, ending a 4-year run that saw the offense rank inside the top 10 3 times. In a statement Sunday night, Dallas coach Mike McCarthy said the Cowboys and Moore reached a mutual decision to part ways following the end of season review process and additional discussion. Cowboys quarterback coach Doug Nussmeier, whose contract was up, will also not return. Blake Hickerson, TSN Sports.
And McCarthy will reportedly take over play calling duties for the Cowboys next year, a role he held for much of his tenure with the Green Bay Packers. And Novak Djokovic took care of Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets to claim the Australian Open men's final over the weekend. Djokovic is now tied with Rafael Nadal for the most men's Grand Slams with 22. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Coleman and Patterson on 1620-94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. You can give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Rainy on and off today, high of 38, which is 37 now, and it pretty much doesn't change. temperatures daytime, nighttime for the next couple of days. A 50% chance of rain overnight. May get down to as low as 36. Tomorrow, 40 and showers. Rain tomorrow night down to 35. So what in the world were the people at the New York Empire State Building thinking after the Philadelphia Phillies punched their ticket to the World Series last night?
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
A&M, say, lit up a tower with burnt orange because Texas was going to a championship.
There have been a few cities that have done this. I remember, and it might have been right after Hurricane Harvey in 2017, so that might have played some into it, when the Dallas skyline lit up for the Houston Astros World Series championship in 2017. And I understand wanting to support your fellow Texans. I get that. But I don't know if you should go to that extreme because
New Yorkers couldn't have been happy about a green
Empire
State
Building. Right, that's your rival. Right. That is your rival team, a team that's in the same division as the Giants and is going to the World, and they haven't even won the Super Bowl. They're just going to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I don't understand why they would do that, but they did, and I'm sure there are plenty of New Yorkers that are not happy with it.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of discussion about not ever doing that
decision.
Again.
Yeah.
And who's in charge of that? Do they have like an Empire State Building sign person? I'm assuming.
My guess it's an intern that moved there from Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe so.
That doesn't work.
Just completely trolled the whole city of New York. Yeah.
Watch this, guys.
Hey.
I may not have a job, but I got the last laugh.
If it wasn't the intern, I'd blame it on the intern. Right?
Especially if they're from Philly.
Yeah. You got one in there. I mean, it's
you got to have a fall guy for that sort of thing.
All right, the Infomaniacs, WTAW 1620, 94.5, College Station, Bryan.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.